Thanks for joining the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform and encourage those who love kids and serve in kids and family ministry. Let's join in today's episode. Welcome to the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. My name's Tom Bump, your host, and I'm looking forward to kicking off 2019 with the first episode of the year, and I've got my good friend and mentor, Jim Weidman, on. Welcome, Jim.
Man, Tom, I can't believe it's 2019, and we're starting a brand new year, and it's always great to be on your podcast. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thanks for being on here. We wanted to kick off the new year the right way, and everybody's always thinking, okay, I got to get organized, got to get stuff going. I want to impress my senior pastor this year.
I want to remember my wife's birthday.
Yes, yes. That's important. Anniversaries, all that good stuff. And so, and for me, I always begin January off reading your book, Beat the Clock and Stretch. Those are my annual reads. We'll talk about those in a few minutes and even have some giveaways at the end of the podcast. So be listening all the way to the end for your opportunity to win a digital copy. So lots of people, Jim, are starting to think about all this idea of how do I get organized and what's some of those kind of things. And everybody knows you as somebody who talks a lot about this topic. You're pretty passionate about it. Has it always come natural to you, being organized and running that way?
Absolutely not. I was minding my own business, flunking out of college. I knew everybody on campus, and I was over at one of my professor's house because he had a cute daughter, and I was over there with a group of ministerial students, and he just took me aside and said, Jim, you are a likable guy. You've got so much to offer. But if you don't learn some organizational skills, you won't see your dreams come true. Mm. And I just felt like, you know, the dream and the vision God put in my heart was worth working on my organizational skills. And let's be honest, Tom, we came into this earth not knowing how to do anything.
Right.
If mama hadn't been at the hospital, we'd all been in trouble. Thank God she was there, and I couldn't dress myself. I couldn't eat. I've learned how to do that really good. And I couldn't drive a car, couldn't play a guitar, couldn't comb my hair, couldn't grow a beard. I didn't know how to do anything. And what a lot of people say is, I just wasn't born organized. Well, you weren't born anyway. Organization and time management are learned behaviors. Mm-hmm. Now, all of us, there are things that come easier to each of us. And everybody has things that are hard to them. I love history. I love everything about history. You know that when I go speak, I usually go in a day early and a day late, and I hit museums and historical places, especially if it had something to do with a guitar.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those things that I just love history. But I was horrible at math. I finally had a teacher tell me, put dollar signs in front of those numbers, and that might help you. but I just was horrible, and I would have traded every math I had for an extra history or two or three extra histories, because it just didn't come easy. I had mm-hmm. to work at it. But you know what? That didn't fool my teachers. They didn't give me a break. They didn't tell me, you know, you don't have to apply yourself or you don't have to work harder just because it didn't naturally come to me. And I think that's the problem with leadership and developing ourselves and developing tools. You know, I've always been a huge Batman fan. And one of the reasons I like Batman better than Superman is he has a tool belt. And I love stuff as a children's pastor. I love having the right stuff in my toolkit. And excuse me, I had to cough there. You can edit that. But, you know, loving Batman and having the right stuff in your toolkit, to me, time management is the batarang. It's the thing that we see Batman going to the most often. It's the right. key in the tool belt. And really, time management and working my calendar is the thing that really relaxes me and helps me to get organized when I'm thinking in a million ways. And so it's funny, while I was working, came upstairs early before I started trying to remember everything I've forgotten about Skype, and had to, you know, I just worked on my to-do list and my calendar for a little while, getting everything ready for the rest of this week and next week. So, you know, it's just, it's something that I've had to learn about. And that's what Beat the Clock, that Beat the Clock is really that story and of how I learned to do things. And again, you know, because of the dream that was in my heart to reach a lot of kids and reach a lot of kid leaders, it called for me to be a multitasker. I've always had multiple jobs, you know, in the early days of children's ministry. They, you know, you think people don't get paid now. You know, my first full-time job at a church of 1,500 was $50 a week as a Christian ed director.
Wow.
And, you know, so, you know, everybody had something else going on. And I've just been blessed that, you know, in the last 40 years, most everything that I've had has been ministry related. So,
yeah. Well, but, as you look into your year, and I'm sure you have a routine, tell us a little bit about some of the steps that you use to help yourself get organized. Because obviously that's something that we can learn from is, you know, because whether you've been in ministry, you know, a few months or years or been in it for a while, everybody kind of sometimes gets overwhelmed with where to start. So what do you do, Brother Jim?
Well, let's define overwhelmed real quick, because all overwhelmed is losing the ability to break things into smaller, manageable parts. That's all overwhelmed is. And so we wouldn't dare try to eat the whole pie at one time. We're going to divide it into pieces. And so one of the things I learned that helped me, the Bible says that the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. And if he leads us in steps, I've got to think in steps. And most of the time, Tom, I'm thinking in leaps and jumps instead of steps. And so the first thing I've got to do is just learn to break things down in steps. And so in my book, Beat the Clock, there's just four steps to time management. And the first is planning. How do you want to spend your time? And so I'm going to come up with events and things that need to get done. And, you know, one of the things that I talk to you about is I basically manage about 8 to 10 different calendars. I take the different things that I do and I oversee and I work on, and I divide that into a different calendar that's a different color. And so I can look at events and things with all the different jobs and things that I have going on, and also in my personal life. And I can either click them on, I can click them off, but I can see color code what those things are. And most everybody that has a calendar starts with writing how they want to spend their time. Planning is the first step.
Gotcha.
The second one that breaks it down is preparation. And this is where you start dividing that into steps, events, appointments, to-do lists. And this is where you come up with reminders. It's not enough putting Julie's birthday is March 10th. I start a week before and say, go to store, buy card. And then I have a reminder that says sign card. Because, guys, when you wake up in the morning and say, baby, I'll be right back, she knows what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I also have a to-do that says order flowers, remind girls it's mom's birthday, give girls money for mom's birthday. You know, all the things that it takes to go on. So, and that preparation step is, you know, it's not enough to say vacation Bible school and just put the dates.
Right.
I back up 10, 11 months and say, choose theme, decide on curriculum.
So you take an event and then you start calendaring backwards. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. And again, Stephen Covey, you know, Seven Habits of Effective People. If we'll just, if you know, it's kind of like a lot of leadership books that, you know, 21 steps of 21 laws of irrefutable leadership. I hadn't got past the first one. you know, the law of the lid, I'm still trying to just manage that and realize that. So same thing with Stephen Covey. I just start with the end in mind.
Gotcha.
And where do you want to end up? Where are you now? What are short-term steps to get you to where you're going? And then divide that into a plan or a step. And that's what preparation is all about. And, it's not enough to put a deadline.
Right.
You also have to start doing some of those things.
Right. And so you're working backwards, you're setting up reminders, and then you're putting tasks in your to-do list.
You better be.
And that's really on your calendar that you're working that.
I use several different tools, and we can – we'll talk about power tools versus manual tools. But if you're doing just a little fix-it job, you don't need the best tools. But if your livelihood and your success and you hearing well done, my good and faithful servant, depends on you being effective and efficient, you want to buy the best tools there are on the market. And,
right.
Use those tools. And so I'm a Mac guy. I know there's IBM stuff. It'll probably do the same thing and it'll be cheaper. The reason I talk about Mac stuff is I just talk about what I know. I went from a Commodore 64 straight to a Mac and never had anything but Macs. And so I know Mac stuff. And, you know, a lot of IBM people get mad when you don't mention their stuff. And you know, I did stop by the IBM store and wave at them just so I could say, but you know, I don't know anything about that. So, you know, so I use iCal, which, you know, comes, you know, right there in on any Apple product that you use. I also, my church uses Google Calendar as the church-wide calendar. So I have that on mine as well. I can be able to take the link and that they share and have those events come on.
Okay.
I do own Google Calendar. I just think Mac. So
right.
I like stuff better. But I also use Todoist, and I like Todoist for my to-do list because I can assign tasks and things to other people. Just like I have different calendars for all the different things I work on, I have different to-do lists for activities and events that we're doing. Going over to Todoist, I have personal stuff for Orange, stuff for Next Gen Staff Solutions, thinkdifferent.coach, my new personal coaching stuff I'm doing, Kid Men Coach, Jim Weidman Ministries, What You Got in That Case, my guitar business, The Belonging, my church. Those are the different labels or under projects, and I put all my projects under those things.
Okay.
When we're doing conference, I'll have at my church, even though I could just put it under church, I'll do because I'm managing several different teams, I'll have a different to-do list just for conference, or just for camp, and,
right,
just for those things. And the cool thing is I can look at it by event, or I can look at all of them at the same time, and I can not only look at what I need to do today, I can look at what I need to do for the week. And so, you know, when I look at those events, they pop up on my calendar, a different color, and I'm able to set priorities on those lists. And so I found that people that do tend to be overwhelmed, putting all your to-dos in one list is a great way to frustrate you. And so I like to be able to make the things that I need to do into smaller bites and portions.
Gotcha.
And so that's one of the things that I like to do, to-doist. And the other reason I like it is it kind of sounds like King James, and I'm a good church boy. And so, you know, being in the ministry, I used to use Things by Mac, and it's only for Mac users. And so I started doing Todoist so that people that are IBM, I can still share stuff with them and all that. And so I use that. The other tool that to set appointments and stuff, we'll probably talk about this a little more, but I use Acuity Scheduling. And on Acuity Scheduling, I don't, like anybody that wants to set up an appointment with me, they can just go to my calendar. I decide which days I will take a phone call, which days I'm with people. I try to act like my calendar really does belong to me. And so that's some of the things I do in the preparation stage.
Okay.
The other thing, the third step is just evaluation. This is where before I go to bed every day, I look at how I spent my time. And then I ask myself, where did I waste time? How can I make tomorrow better? And what things am I doing I can give to somebody else? And so that evaluation, you know, Barna says time is the new money. this is a few years ago, Justin Timberlake made a movie called About Time. And you don't have to really watch the movie. You can just watch the you know, trailer and figure out the whole movie from that. But time is actually currency. You get 25 years, and after 25, how much time you had, you bought everything with time and all that stuff. And it's a great visualization of if time was money. You know, if somebody told you to look at your bank account and or never look at your bank account, never look at how you spend your money, you know, you'd hang up. You wouldn't believe anything to have, but we spend time all the time and never look at how we spend it. And so one of the calendars that I have is called Time Spent. And that's where I actually look at how I plan the day, and I'm able to write how I actually spent that day.
Okay.
Calendar. Or another way to do it is just when you deviated from what you had planned, write the mishap on time spent. I'm at the place where I've done this for so long. I actually never really variate from what I plan to do. I just, I've been married for 40 years, so I know how to take an order. And so when old Siri reminds me of something I need to do, I just do it. She's just another girl in my life that reminds me to do things. And so, that is, that's so important to evaluate your time. And then the last but not least is delegate. When you've done everything to manage your time the best you can be, the only way we still have 24 hours in a day. So the only way we can get more time is to just help others be managed well, manage their self, and give them some of the things that, what are the things you're doing that somebody else can do? And so those are the four basic principles that we lay down and beat the clock. And some of the things that we do and where I think that it's so important to, start there.
Yeah. So in your weekly routine then, as you're looking over, do you pretty much every evening look at your calendar, or do you do that in the morning to look over your day to see how it's going to go? I mean, I think you kind of have a basic routine, but what's that look like?
Yeah, the night before I go to bed, I evaluate the day I spent, and I look at the next day.
Okay.
And I try to take what I learned today and make tomorrow better. And then basically, as soon as I get to work, the first thing I open on my computer is my calendar. I have I have a second screen that I keep up, here, and I put my calendar on it when I'm using my iPad Pro. It has the ability to open more than one window. And so my calendar stays open all the time.
Gotcha. So you're constantly evaluating and looking and saying, okay. And have you had those instances where all of a sudden, because in ministry, sometimes things pop up. How do you typically, because I know that throws some people, it has thrown me for loops sometimes where I've planned out a day and then all of a sudden pastor comes in and says, all right, here's a new project, or the team leader says, here's a new project. How have you always handled that so that you don't feel like, okay, I'm losing control of my calendar?
Well, the first big thing that happened for me is when I realized that to-do list that I made for Monday was actually the to-do list for the week, my life changed forever.
Okay.
My daddy used to say it this way, don't let your alligator mouth override your hummingbird butt. And I think that was Alabama for you can bite off more than you can chew. And for a long time, I thought that, I really thought I could get all that done on Monday, but you can't. And you have to look at ministry as a marathon, not a sprint. Mm. And so it takes you a little longer to get there than you thought. Young Jim would stay at the office and try to work on things after my pastor came up in and changed my day and all those kind of things. Old Jim just goes home. And my wife says, how was your day? And I said, well, baby, I hadn't gotten started. I was on pastor's day. I was on this guy's day. And, and I've learned that go home, look how cute my wife is. Enjoy being with her. Here's the great thing about electronic devices. You can turn them off.
Right.
And, I did the same thing when I had a paper calendar. I let I planned my day and all that. The only difference is I was writing all that stuff rather than being able to hit a button that says repeat till Jesus comes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And so I run a paper calendar and an electronic calendar exact same way. Electronic calendar just has more bells and whistles.
Right, right. The ability to set reminders, to set repeating occurrences.
And now, you know, when you have an appointment somewhere and you put, you know, you're able to put in the address. So when you get in your car, it pops up on your phone, and from your location there, it tells you when you need to leave to be at the appointment on time. Yeah,
that is a great feature.
And then you're able to set multiple reminders because people like me that love to talk as they walk, you know, I know how to respond to which reminder so that I get out the door. And it's just tools.
Right.
Like I said, it's just stuff in the bat belt and the bat utility belt. And some people don't mind going with just a few things in there. I want everything that I can possibly have. And the other thing for me, because, you know, I lead a lot of young people.
Yep.
And I don't want to lead them using outdated technology and outdated stuff. And that's one of the reasons that I have for the last 20, 25 years had young people in my life and asked them, what apps should I be using? What mm-hmm. tools should I know about? What devices do I need to use? And what are you learning? How do you keep track of things rather than just say, bless God, because I always did it this way.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. And you know, I still write. I don't write on paper, but I write on my iPad and with having my calendar open and then
yep.
also having another app open where I can take notes or write. And now I've got it where, you know, it recognizes my handwriting and put it into typing.
Nice.
And you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's just taking advantage. If God wanted me to operate with dark age stuff, I would have been born in the dark ages.
Right.
You know, I'm not done yet. I might look older, but I don't have to think older.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And that's the thing that that's one of the ways I think that the young people that I lead, look up to me because, they say, I want to be an old guy like you. Because you don't act like you're an old guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things that you know, 85% of my church is under 35.
Wow.
And so I have to keep up with apps and things and technology. If I want the staff I lead, you know, I'm leading folks in their 20s mm-hmm. on my staff. And it's important that I understand the tools that are available. You know, now.
Right, right. So as you know, can you give our listeners some tips of some things to say, okay, if you're going to kick off the year right, here's a couple things that I would do, you know. You know, what kind of things would you throw at us?
Well, the first thing I think the first thing in starting the year is to start with prioritizing. Mm-hmm. What are your priorities? Most people say they have priorities, but they can't name them. Ooh. And so if Jesus is your number one priority, it ought to show up on your calendar. It ought to show up in your lifestyle. It ought to show up on your agenda. If your family is your second priority, then that ought to show up. I limit how many nights a week I will work.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that, Jim? I block off family time. I block off date nights. I do. There are certain, you know, Julie and I just celebrated our 40th anniversary. And that had been blocked off, you know, and we went on a cruise and I had that planned and,
yeah.
and blocked off. And And, you know, I just treat my family and my personal time like it really does belong to me.
Right.
And then living by those priorities is probably the greatest thing in 2019. The second thing is, if you don't do anything else, I say, if you just start evaluating how you spend your time based on your priorities. Soul care, and, you know, a question that I have on my calendar that comes up periodically is, has there ever been a time in your life that you're more in love with Jesus than you are right now? And I'm the only person that can fix that. And so, you know, people think I just coach other people. The hardest person I coach is me.
Right.
Of all the people I lead, I'm the toughest. And so I have to ask myself, it pops up, how are you doing spiritually, Jim? How is your marriage? I don't mean, are you still married? What's the quality of that? I plan time with my grandsons weekly. I know some people don't live near their family. I'm blessed. My grandkids live in the same neighborhood. And I hadn't seen one grandson in 3 hours, and the other one I FaceTimed. And that's the same thing. When I'd call my grandchildren, Sparrow would say, FaceTime me, G. He didn't understand why in the world I would want to use old technology when something better is there.
Yeah.
But when it comes to time management and those kind of things, and even rhythm, you know, when they put him on speakerphone, he's tapping the phone trying to see a picture to come.
Yeah.
And that's so something. If we're going to work and relate to younger people, let alone a relationship with our family and stuff, we need to take advantage of the tools and things. That'd be another great thing for 2019 is invite some younger people into your life and ask them technology and app questions.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I have this isn't about time management, but, you know, because at my age, you forget when something's recent. When Mean Girls, the movie, turned 20 years old, I thought, oh, God, I thought that was, you know, still current. And, I've never played Fortnite, but I meet with a group of people that tell me about Fortnite.
Right.
So I know about it. And so I have some folks that are 7. One of them is my grandson, all the way up to about 21 that I meet with on a regular basis and run sermon illustrations by to see if they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I ask them things like Fortnite, other things, you know, if there are dances, now people are dancing at schools and things and out in the world that are based on video games. If we don't know about those video games, we're not current.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. If you think flossing is what you do with your teeth, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've given some great food for thought. I do have one question from one of our, on the KMC Facebook page a while back and told people we'd be chatting. And Ben, and you know Ben.
Yeah, I know Ben.
One of the infusers from the past, a good buddy of mine. He said, hey, I'd love to hear Jim's wisdom about scheduling out your family plans and your church plans for the year. How do you work around holidays so that everyone wins?
Well, you know, a lot of that is not under your control. I'm real blessed. My church here just shuts down over Christmas, and so we all have that week off. And like we didn't have church yesterday. It was awesome, and we just had time with your family. But you know, there's times you have to rotate. I had a rule at my house, the way I parented my kids, that if your birthday or any holiday fell on, you know, a church day, not only did we celebrate your birthday on another day, but you also got like the whole week.
All right.
So if Yancey or Whitney's birthday was on Wednesday or Sunday, they'd have a birthday week where that whole week they would pick where we ate or what we ate, things we did. And I made them look forward to their birthday falling on church day rather than being mad at the church.
Gotcha.
And I think you just have to realize that, you know, we work on the weekends. Let's be real honest.
Right.
And if it comes on a Sunday, or, you know, I did Saturday night church for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I don't now, but during that time, you know, I sucked it up. And so I think that you have to be flexible. Hopefully you work for a pastor that is a planner and understands. I've worked for some great pastors that really did understand those things. I've worked for some that didn't. But, you know, it's one of those things that you, like now, if we come up with something and I say, hey, you know, this is something I really need to take care of and do. Like our actual anniversary was on a Sunday this year, but we'd already gone on a cruise because you don't go to Alaska when you got married in November. The cruise ship already closed. And so we had already celebrated. We still celebrated. My church gave me a $200 gift certificate to a real expensive steakhouse for, you know, because they love me. And it's just, you know, you just have a good attitude. And you know, the old difference between McDonald's and Burger King, when I was, Burger King saw that McDonald's flipped out when you asked for something special. And they did a whole advertising campaign back in the day that said, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. And I think that needs to be your attitude and things, but also, you know, come up with a plan, help your family to, you know, not, if you're not making family time a priority, then you're married to the church and dating your family.
Wow.
And you've got to get to the place where you're married to your family and you're dating the church.
Yes.
And so that's something that, you know, that's when everybody is, when you're doing the right
thing. So good. So good. Wow, Jim, thanks so much. Let me tell you, folks, the one thing that I've learned from this guy is that he lives what he writes about. His books are the real deal. I've seen his calendar. When I was going through Infuse, he brought it up on the big screen, and we all, I think for a moment it took us a few minutes to catch our breath, because we're like, oh my goodness, look at all those colors. I mean, you had the whole rainbow going because you got all these different things. And at first it was like, oh, I could never do that. And then as you walked us through, it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
And another app or program that's been a game changer for me is Acuity Scheduling. Any of the listeners, if you want to go to jimwideman.as.me /, and that will show you all the appointments on my calendar that you can book, And like for my church, I do all the marriage and couples sessions. And so I've got my church stuff listed first, where there's a meetup for coffee. Again, it's all young people, so I just drink coffee all the time. And then there's premarital or couple sessions in the daytime. I have some booked at night because I know people have to have night sessions. I do make them come to me and have them at my house. So if I'm going to involve my wife, you know, we don't have to go anywhere. If I'm giving you some nights, then I do it there. There's a 15-minute phone call, 30-minute Zoom call, 30-minute phone call, and then people like to meet up with me at times here in town and around the city, and so there's a place for them to meet up. And I kind of come up with the time that I'm going to make myself. You know, there's certain days that I don't take outside calls from people that don't work at my church. And there's days that I will take calls. There's certain nights I don't work, so that my family, my pastors are so wonderful at the Belonging that they give us 2 days off a week. I have Friday and Saturday off. And so I did attend a, and help with a wedding this week on a Friday, but you know, I'm really off more than I work to come to those, because I take my time off. And I think if that's another thing, if old Jim could tell young Jim something, use your vacation, use the time the church gives you. Don't work. Don't use that time to go to a conference. Build memories for your kids and your wife and your family, and work on those memories. And, you know, I told my grandson the other days too, I said, "Bud, the only thing that's causing, that's stopping you and me seeing the world is using the big potty. And as soon as you do, man, we're going to have some fun." And so, I use that time off and use those things. Just like, you know, a lot of people are wanting to get healthy. I make an appointment. To work out. I make an appointment for those things. And so your calendar can be the, you know, the best thing. And one last thing, you know, the cloud is just amazing. You know, that I use, I have a laptop. I don't use it much, and it stays in my office here at the house, which is my primary office. It's great that my church, we only are required to be in the office 1 day a week for meetings, and the rest of the time we kind of office all kind of different places and coffee shops, and I'm blessed to have an office here at the house. You've been up here. But the, you know, so I have a laptop there. I have my phone, which I use my phone more and more and more, and the bigger those things get, it's really just a small iPad mini. And then I use an iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. I have an Apple Watch, which is really an external monitor. And I still have the first generation because I hadn't figured out everything this one would do. And,
yeah, I just got the Apple Watch. My wife blessed me with that for Christmas. And man, this is a game changer for me.
Yeah. Well, especially if you travel or if you're in your car a lot and you're able to talk on your phone and still get you know, step by step driving instructions, that right there is worth
it. Yeah.
Watch, but just, you know, I live by reminders. I set those things, and again, those are some of the tools. And I love that the, you know, they're smart enough to figure out which one I wrote in last,
right?
And The only difference in my pay, how I use my paper calendar and how I use this one, is I have to plug in all these electronic devices and keep them charged.
Yeah, right.
And that's really the only difference in how we do things. I don't know if you remember the Trio phone, the PDA.
Yep, yep.
But
used to have when, one.
Apple bought the Trio, and that original calendar that came in that Trio was what they bought for what Apple iCal turned into.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so that's why it came real natural to me, because the first electronic calendar I had was a Trio.
That makes sense. Wow.
Handspring quit working.
Yep. I had that, and then I stuck with Microsoft for a long time, and then finally a good buddy of mine, well, I heard it from you, I heard it from a couple of good buddies of mine, Tom, you're killing yourself. You need to, and well, part of it too was, you know, just I spent so much time video editing, you know, with Microsoft and all that junk, and finally I walked over to a buddy, drove over to a buddy's church, and I said, help me out with this. I got to do this video. And 10 minutes later, he's done. And I'm like, okay, I spent 6 hours. I lost 6 hours of my life fighting with this. And those are 6 hours I just wasted and can't get back. And it took him 10 minutes. And that was one where it convinced me, you know what? It is worth investing in myself, because that's my time's valuable. You helped me get that.
If you were a bill, Bub, listen, if you wanted to chop your own firewood, you know, on a chainsaw, you know, on a really, you wouldn't be owning the axe. You'd have a wood splitter.
Yeah.
You'd have the tools to do that.
Yep.
And we don't think anything about getting the tools to take care of our yard or take care of our home or to do those things. And these are just tools that help us stay organized. Yeah.
Right.
And,
right.
The great thing is you can get them off on the income tax as a minister.
Yes, that's true. You can use them as tools, and they are tools. They're not toys. They're tools.
They're tools.
And so, well, thank you, Jim. Thanks for carving out some time and helping us get started in the new year and he's also, guys, offered a wonderful gift. When I post this link in the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group, you can win a digital copy of Beat the Clock. Like I say, this is something I go through annually. I know a lot of other people that I know that use this book every year to review and to remind ourselves of some good practices. So Jim has graciously offered some giveaways, and so we're going to take advantage of that. So if you listen to the podcast, we would love to hear your takeaway from today's podcast. Maybe there's a tool you haven't thought of investing in that you want to do, or a practice or a priority that you're going to put into habit into 2019. And we will select a few, and who knows how many. I'm not even going to tell you how many, because Jim told me I could bless a number of people. If you're not in our Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group, if you'll leave a review on iTunes, we will also take a couple off of there and bless you with a digital copy of Beat the Clock. And I guarantee you, this will be an annual read once you get into it. You're going to want to do that. So, Jim, thank you so much for
the time. Looking forward to hanging out with you at CPC.
Yeah, we are going to have a good time for sure. Jim, how else could people reach out to you? I mean, you gave the website. I'll make sure it gets in the notes for if somebody wants to set up a scheduling call and talk through some of those kind of things with you. But how else can they touch base with you?
Well, jimwideman.com, at Jim Wideman on the Twitters, Instagram, Jim Wideman Ministries on Facebook. Facebook won't let you have but 5,000 friends. And when you've worked at mega churches your whole life, it's really not fair.
Yeah.
and so the Jim Wyden Ministries page is the best one to, if you ask to be my friend, I just won't be able to. Sorry. I use that for people I go to church with and people I went to school with.
Makes
and
sense.
I use the other one for ministry folks. And that's the best way. Jim at thinkdifferent.coach is my email. I still answer the thing, and it's kind of fun. And so, that is how to get in touch with me.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks again, guys, for listening to this episode of the KMC. We pray that 2019 will just be an amazing year of harvest, but you got to till the soil to get the harvest. And this is what we got to do, guys. Get organized, get your priorities straight, start planning, start evaluating, and then watch what God does through it all. So thanks again, Jim.
Thank you, buddy.
Welcome to the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. My name's Tom Bump, your host, and I'm looking forward to kicking off 2019 with the first episode of the year, and I've got my good friend and mentor, Jim Wideman, on. Welcome, Jim.
Man, Tom, I can't believe it's 2019, and we're starting a brand new year, and it's always great to be on your podcast. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thanks for being on here. We wanted to kick off the new year the right way, and everybody's always thinking, okay, I got to get organized, got to get stuff going. I want to impress my senior pastor this year.
I want to remember my wife's birthday.
Yes, yes. That's important. Anniversaries, all that good stuff. And so, and for me, I always begin January off reading your book, Beat the Clock and Stretch. Those are my annual reads. We'll talk about those in a few minutes and even have some giveaways at the end of the podcast. So be listening all the way to the end for your opportunity to win a digital copy. So lots of people, Jim, are starting to think about all this idea of how do I get organized and what's some of those kind of things. And everybody knows you as somebody who talks a lot about this topic. You're pretty passionate about it. Has it always come natural to you, being organized and running that way?
Absolutely not. I was minding my own business, flunking out of college. I knew everybody on campus, and I was over at one of my professor's house because he had a cute daughter. And I was over there with a group of ministerial students, and he just took me aside and said, "Jim, you are a likable guy. You've got so much to offer. But if you don't learn some organizational skills, you won't see your dreams come true." Mm. And I just felt like, the dream and the vision God put in my heart was worth working on my organizational skills. And let's be honest, Tom, we came into this earth not knowing how to do anything.
Right.
If mama hadn't been at the hospital, we'd all been in trouble. Thank God she was there, and I couldn't dress myself. I couldn't eat, and I've learned how to do that really good. And I couldn't drive a car, couldn't play a guitar, couldn't comb my hair, couldn't grow a beard. I didn't know how to do anything. And what a lot of people say is, I just wasn't born organized. Well, you weren't born anyway. Organization and time management are learned behaviors. Mm-hmm. Now, all of us, there are things that come easier to each of us. And everybody has things that are hard to them. I love history. I love everything about history. You know that when I go speak, I usually go in a day early and a day late, and I hit museums and historical places, especially if it had something to do with a guitar.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those things that I just love history. But I was horrible at math. I finally had a teacher tell me, put dollar signs in front of those numbers, and that might help you. but I just was horrible, and I would have traded every math I had for an extra history or two or three extra histories, because it just didn't come easy. I had to work at it. But you know what? That didn't fool my teachers. They didn't give me a break. They didn't tell me, you know, you don't have to apply yourself or you don't have to work harder just because it didn't naturally come to me. And I think that's the problem with leadership and developing ourselves and developing tools. You know, I've always been a huge Batman fan. And one of the reasons I like Batman better than Superman is he has a tool belt. And I love stuff as a children's pastor. I love having the right stuff in my toolkit. And excuse me, I had to cough there. You can edit that. But, you know, loving Batman and having the right stuff in your toolkit, to me, time management is the batarang. It's the thing that we see Batman going to the most often. It's the right key in the tool belt. And really, time management and working my calendar is the thing that really relaxes me and helps me to get organized when I'm thinking in a million ways. And so it's funny, while I was working, came upstairs early before I started trying to remember everything I've forgotten about Skype, and had to, you know, I just worked on my to-do list and my calendar for a little while, getting everything ready for the rest of this week and next week. So, you know, it's just, it's something that I've had to learn about. And that's what Beat the Clock, that Beat the Clock is really that story and of how I learned to do things. And again, you know, because of the dream that was in my heart to reach a lot of kids and reach a lot of kid leaders, it called for me to be a multitasker. I've always had multiple jobs, you know, in the early days of children's ministry. They, you know, you think people don't get paid now. You know, my first full-time job at a church of 1,500 was $50 a week as a Christian ed director.
Wow.
And, you know, so, you know, everybody had something else going on. And I've just been blessed that, you know, in the last 40 years, most everything that I've had has been ministry related. So,
yeah. Well, but, as you look into your year, and I'm sure you have a routine, tell us a little bit about some of the steps that you use to help yourself get organized. Because obviously that's something that we can learn from is, you know, because whether you've been in ministry, you know, a few months or years or been in it for a while, everybody kind of sometimes gets overwhelmed with where to start. So what do you do, Brother Jim?
Well, let's define overwhelmed real quick, because all overwhelmed is losing the ability to break things into smaller, manageable parts. That's all overwhelmed is. And so we wouldn't dare try to eat the whole pie at one time. We're going to divide it into pieces. And so one of the things I learned that helped me, the Bible says that the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. And if he leads us in steps, I've got to think in steps. And most of the time, Tom, I'm thinking in leaps and jumps instead of steps. And so the first thing I've got to do is just learn to break things down in steps. And so in my book, Beat the Clock, there's just four steps to time management. And the first is planning. How do you want to spend your time? And so I'm going to come up with events and things that need to get done. And, you know, one of the things that I talk to you about is I basically manage about 8 to 10 different calendars.
Mm-hmm.
I take the different things that I do and I oversee and I work on, and I divide that into a different calendar that's a different color. And so I can look at events and things with all the different jobs and things that I have going on, and also in my personal life. And I can either click them on, I can click them off, but I can see color code what those things are. And most everybody that has a calendar starts with writing how they want to spend their time.
Uh-huh.
Planning is the first step.
Gotcha.
The second one that breaks it down is preparation. And this is where you start dividing that into steps, events, appointments, to-do lists. And this is where you come up with reminders. It's not enough putting Julie's birthday is March 10th. I start a week before and say, go to store, buy card. And then I have a reminder that says sign card. Because guys, when you wake up in the morning and say, baby, I'll be right back, she knows what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I also have a to-do that says, order flowers, remind girls it's mom's birthday, give girls money for mom's birthday. You know, all the things that it takes to go on.
So,
and that preparation step is, you know, it's not enough to say vacation Bible school and just put the dates.
Right.
I back up 10, 11 months and say, choose theme, decide on curriculum.
So you take an event and then you start calendaring backwards. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah. Gotcha. And again, Stephen Covey, you know, Seven Habits of Effective People. If we'll just, if you know, it's kind of like a lot of leadership books that, you know, 21 steps of 21 laws of irrefutable leadership.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't got past the first one. you know, the law of the lid, I'm still trying to just manage that and realize that. So same thing with Stephen Covey. I just start with the end in mind.
Gotcha.
And where do you want to end up? Where are you now? What are short-term steps to get you to where you're going? And then divide that into a plan or a step. And that's what preparation is all about. And, it's not enough to put a deadline.
Right.
You also have to start doing some of those things.
Right. And so you're working backwards. You're setting up reminders, and then you're putting tasks in your to-do list.
You better be.
And that's really on your calendar that you're working that.
I use several different tools. And we can. We'll talk about power tools versus manual tools.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing just a little fix-it job, you don't need the best tools. But if your livelihood and your success and you hearing well done, my good and faithful servant, depends on you being effective and efficient,
mm-hmm.
You want to buy the best tools there are on the market. And,
right.
Use those tools. And so I'm a Mac guy. I know there's IBM stuff. It'll probably do the same thing and it'll be cheaper. The reason I talk about Mac stuff is I just talk about what I know. I went from a Commodore 64 straight to a Mac and never had anything but Macs. And so I know Mac stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of IBM people get mad when you don't mention their stuff. And you know, I did stop by the IBM store and wave at them just so I could say, but you know, I don't know anything about that. So, I use iCal,
uh-huh.
Which, comes, you know, right there in on any Apple product that you use.
Uh-huh.
I also, my church uses Google Calendar
okay.
as the church-wide calendar. So I have that on mine as well. I can be able to take the link and that they share and have those events come on.
Okay.
I do own Google Calendar. I just think Mac, so
right.
I like stuff better. But I also use Todoist. And I like Todoist for my to-do list because I can assign tasks and things to other people. Just like I have different calendars for all the different things I work on, mm-hmm. I have different to-do lists for activities and events that we're doing. Going over to Todoist, I have personal stuff for Orange, stuff for Next Gen Staff Solutions, ThinkDifferent.coach, my new personal coaching stuff I'm doing, Kidmen Coach, Jim Wideman Ministries, What You Got in That Case, my guitar business, The Belonging, my church. Those are the different labels or under projects, and I put all my projects under those things.
Okay.
When we're doing conference, I'll have at my church, even though I could just put it under church, I'll do because I'm managing several different teams, I'll have a different to-do list just for conference, or uh-huh. just for camp, and,
right?
Just for those things. And the cool thing is I can look at it by event, or I can look at all of them at the same time,
uh-huh.
and I can not only look at what I need to do today, I can look at what I need to do for the week. When I look at those events, they pop up on my calendar, a different color, and I'm able to set priorities on those lists. And so I found that people that do tend to be overwhelmed, putting all your to-dos in one list is a great way to frustrate you. And
uh-huh.
so I like to be able to make the things that I need to do into smaller bites and portions.
Gotcha.
And so that's one of the things that I like to do, Todoist. And the other reason I like it is it kind of sounds like King James, and I'm a good church boy. And being in the ministry, I used to use Things by Mac, and it's only for Mac users. And so I started doing Todoist
uh-huh.
so that people that are IBM, I can still share stuff with them and all that. And so I use that. The other tool that to set appointments and stuff, we'll probably talk about this a little more, but I use Acuity Scheduling. And on Acuity Scheduling, I don't like anybody that wants to set up an appointment with me, they can just go to my calendar. I decide which days I will take a phone call, which uh-huh. days I'm with people. I try to act like my calendar really does belong to me. And so that's some of the things I do in the preparation stage.
Okay.
The other thing, the third step is just evaluation. This is where before I go to bed every day, I look at how I spent my time. And then I ask myself, where did I waste time? How can I make tomorrow better? And what things am I doing I can give to somebody else? And so that evaluation, Barna says time is the new money. this is a few years ago, Justin Timberlake made a movie called About Time. And you don't have to really watch the movie. You can just watch the trailer and figure out the whole movie from that. But
uh-huh.
Time is actually currency. You get 25
right.
years, and after 25, how much time you had. You bought everything with time and all that stuff. And it's a great visualization of if time was money. You know, if somebody told you to look at your bank account and or never look at your bank account, never look at how you spend your money, you know, you'd hang up. You wouldn't believe anything they have. But we spend time all the time and never look at how we spend it. And so one of the calendars that I have is called Time Spent. And that's where I actually look at how I plan the day. And I'm able to write how I actually spent that day on the calendar. Or another way to do it is just when you deviated from what you had planned, write the mishap on the time spent. I'm at the place where I've done this for so long, I actually never really variate from what I plan to do. I just, you know, I've been married for 40 years, so I know how to take an order. And so when old Siri reminds me of something I need to do, I just do it. She's just another girl in my life that reminds me to do things. And so, you know, that is, that's so important to evaluate your time. And then the last but not least is delegate. When you've done everything to manage your time the best you can be, the only way we still have 24 hours in a day. So the only way we can get more time is to just help others be managed well, manage their self, and give them some of the things that what are the things you're doing that somebody else can do? And so those are the four basic principles that we lay down and beat the clock. And some of the things that you know, we do and where I think that it's so important to, you know, start there.
Yeah. So in your weekly routine then, as you're looking over, do you pretty much every evening look at your calendar, or do you do that in the morning to look over your day to see how it's going to go? I mean, I think you kind of have a basic routine, but what's that look like?
Yeah, the night before I go to bed, I evaluate the day I spent, and I look at the next day.
Okay.
And I try to take what I learned today and make tomorrow better. And then basically, as soon as I get to work, the first thing I open on my computer is my calendar. I have a second screen that I keep up, you know, here, and I put my calendar on it when I'm using my iPad Pro. It has the ability to open more than one window. And so my calendar stays open all the time.
Gotcha. So you're constantly evaluating and looking and saying, okay. And have you had those instances where all of a sudden, you know, because in ministry, sometimes things pop up. How do you typically, because I know that throws some people, it has thrown me for loops sometimes where I've planned out a day and then all of a sudden pastor comes in and says, all right, here's a new project, or the team leader says, here's a new project. How have you always handled that so that you don't feel like, okay, I'm losing control of my calendar?
Well, the first big thing that happened for me is when I realized that to-do list that I made for Monday was actually the to-do list for the week, my life changed forever.
Okay.
My daddy used to say it this way, don't let your alligator mouth override your hummingbird butt. And I think that was Alabama for you can bite off more than you can chew. And for a long time, I thought that, you know, I really thought I could get all that done on Monday, but you can't. And you have to look at ministry as a marathon, not a sprint. And so it takes you a little longer to get there than you thought. Young Jim, would stay at the office and try to work on things after my pastor came up in and changed my day and all those kind of things. Old Jim just goes home. And my wife says, "How was your day?" And I said, "Well, baby, I hadn't gotten started. I was on pastor's day. I was on this guy's day." And, and I've learned that go home, look how cute my wife is, enjoy being with her, here's the great thing about electronic devices. You can turn them off.
Right.
And, I did the same thing when I had a paper calendar. I let I planned my day and all that. The only difference is I was writing all that stuff rather than being able to hit a button that says repeat till Jesus comes back.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And so I run a paper calendar and an electronic calendar exact same way. Electronic calendar just has more bells and whistles.
Right, right. The ability to set reminders, to set repeating occurrences.
And now, when you have an appointment somewhere and you put, you're able to put in the address. So when you get in your car, it pops up on your phone. And from your location to there, it tells you when you need to leave to be at the appointment on time.
That is a great feature.
And then you're able to set multiple reminders because people like me that love to talk as they walk, I know how to respond to which reminder so that I get out the door. And it's just tools.
Right.
Like I said, it's just stuff in the bat belt and the bat utility belt. And some people don't mind going with just a few things in there. I want everything that I can possibly have. And the other thing for me, because, I lead a lot of young people.
Yep.
And I don't want to lead them using outdated technology and outdated stuff. And that's one of the reasons that I have for the last 20, 25 years had young people in my life and asked them, what app should I be using? What tools should I know about? What devices do I need to use? And what are you learning? How do you keep track of things rather than just say, bless God, because I always did it this way.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it. And I still write. I don't write on paper, but I write on my iPad and with having my calendar open and then also having another app open where I can take notes or write. And now I've got it where, it recognizes my handwriting and put it into typing.
Nice.
And it's one of those things that, it's just taking advantage. If God wanted me to operate with dark age stuff, I would have been born in the dark ages.
Right.
I'm not done yet. I might look older, but I don't have to think older.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And that's the thing that that's one of the ways I think that the young people that I lead, look up to me because, they say, I want to be an old guy like you. Because you don't act like you're an old guy.
Yeah.
And, it's one of those things that 85% of my church is under 35.
Wow.
And so I have to keep up with apps and things and technology. If I want the staff I lead, I'm leading folks in their 20s on my staff. And it's important that I understand the tools that are available. Now.
Right. So can you give our listeners some tips of some things, to say, okay, if you're going to kick off the year, right, here's a couple things that I would do, what kind of things would you throw at us?
Well, the first thing, I think the first thing in starting the year is, is to start with prioritizing. Mm-hmm. What are your priorities? Most people say they have priorities, but they can't name them. Ooh. And so if Jesus is your number one priority, it ought to show up on your calendar. It ought to show up in your lifestyle. It ought to show up on your agenda. If your family is your second priority, then that ought to show up. I limit how many nights a week I will work. Mm-hmm. How do you do that, Jim? I block off family time. I block off date nights. I do. There are certain, Julie and I just celebrated our 40th anniversary, and that had been blocked off. We went on a cruise, and I had that planned and blocked off. And I just treat my family and my personal time like it really does belong to me.
Right.
Living by those priorities is probably the greatest thing in 2019. The second thing mm-hmm. is, if you don't do anything else, I say, if you just start evaluating how you spend your time based on your priorities, soul care, and, a question that I have on my calendar that comes up periodically is, has there ever been a time in your life that you're more in love with Jesus than you are right now? And I'm the only person that can fix that. And so, people think I just coach other people. The hardest person I coach is me.
Right.
Of all the people I lead, I'm the toughest. And so I have to ask myself, it pops up. How are you doing spiritually, Jim? How is your marriage? I don't mean, are you still married? Mm-hmm. What's the quality of that? I plan time with my grandsons weekly. I know some people don't live near their family. I'm blessed. My grandkids live in the same neighborhood. I hadn't seen one grandson in 3 hours, and the other one I FaceTimed. And that's the same thing. When I'd call my grandchildren, Sparrow would say, FaceTime me, G. He didn't understand why in the world I would want to use old technology when something better is there.
Yeah.
But when it comes to time management and those kind of things, and even rhythm, when they put him on speakerphone, he's tapping the phone trying to see a picture to come up.
Yeah.
And that's so something. If we're going to work and relate to younger people, let alone have a relationship with our family, and stuff, we need to take advantage of the tools and things. That'd be another great thing for 2019 is, invite some younger people into your life and ask them technology and app questions.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I have this isn't about time management, but because at my age, you forget when something's recent. When Mean Girls, the movie, turned 20 years old, I thought, oh, God, I thought that was still current. And, it's I've never played Fortnite, but I meet with a group of people that tell me about Fortnite.
Right.
So I know about it. And so I have some folks that are 7. One of them is my grandson, all the way up to about 21 that I meet with on a regular basis and run sermon illustrations by to see if they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I ask them things like Fortnite, other things, if there are dances, now people are dancing at schools and things and out in the world that are based on video games, if we don't know about those video games, we're not current.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you think flossing is what you do with your teeth, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, I mean, you've given some great food for thought. I do have one question from one of our – I had popped on the KMC Facebook page a while back and told people we'd be chatting. And Ben, and you know Ben.
Yeah, I know Ben.
One of the infusers from the past, a good buddy of mine. He said, hey, I'd love to hear Jim's wisdom about scheduling out your family plans and your church plans for the year. How do you work around holidays so that everyone wins?
Well, you know, a lot of that is not under your control. You know, I'm real blessed. My church here just shuts down over Christmas. And so we all have that week off. Uh-huh. And like we didn't have church yesterday. Uh-huh. It was awesome. And we just had time with your family. But, you know, there's times you have to rotate. I had a rule at my house, the way I parented my kids, that if your birthday or any holiday fell on, you know, a church day, not only did we celebrate your birthday on another day, but you also got like the whole week.
All right.
So if Yancey or Whitney's birthday was on Wednesday or Sunday, they'd have a birthday week where that whole week they would pick where we ate or what we ate, things we did. And I made them look forward to their birthday falling on church day rather than being mad at the church.
Gotcha.
And I think you just have to realize that, you know, we work on the weekends. Let's be real honest.
Right.
And if it comes on a Sunday, or, you know, I did Saturday night church for 30 years.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I don't now, but during that time, you know, I sucked it up. And so I think that you have to be flexible. Hopefully you work for a pastor that is a planner and understands. I've worked for some great pastors mm-hmm. that really did understand those things. I've worked for some that didn't. But,
right.
You know, it's one of those things that you, like now, if we come up with something and I say, hey, you know, this is something I really need to take care of and do, like our actual anniversary was on a Sunday this year, but we'd already gone on a cruise because you don't go to Alaska when you got married in November. The cruise ship already closed. And so we had already celebrated. We still celebrated.
Yeah.
My church gave me a $200 gift certificate to a real expensive steakhouse for, you know, because they love me. And yeah. It's just, you know, you just have a good attitude. And you know, the old difference between McDonald's and Burger King, when I was Burger King saw that McDonald's flipped out when you asked for something special. And they did a whole advertising campaign mm-hmm. back in the day that said, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. And I think that needs to be your attitude and things, but also, you know, come up with a plan, help your family to, not, if you're not making family time a priority, mm-hmm. then you're married to the church and dating your family.
Wow.
And you've got to get to the place where you're married to your family and you're dating the church.
Yes.
And so that's something that, you know, that's when everybody wins, when you're doing the right thing.
So good. So good. Wow, Jim, thanks so much. Let me tell you, folks, the one thing that I've learned from this guy is is that he lives what he writes about. His books are the real deal. I've seen his calendar. When I was going through Infuse, he brought it up on the big screen, and we all, I think for a moment it took us a few minutes to catch our breath, because we're like, oh my goodness, look at all those colors. I mean, you had the whole rainbow going because you got all these different things. And at first it was like, oh, I could never do that. And then as you walked us through, it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
And another app or program that's been a game changer for me is Acuity Scheduling. Any of the listeners, if you want to go to jimweidman.as.me /, and that will show you all the appointments on my calendar that you can book. And like for my church, I do all the marriage and couples sessions, and so I've got my church stuff listed first, where there's a meetup for coffee. Again, it's all young people, so I just drink coffee all the time. And then there's premarital or couple sessions in the daytime. I have some booked at night because I know people have to have night sessions. I do make them come to me and have them at my house. So if I'm going to involve my wife, you know, we don't have to go anywhere. If I'm giving you some nights, then I do it there. There's a 15-minute phone call, 30-minute Zoom call, 30-minute phone call, and then people like to meet up with me at times here in town and around the city, and so there's a place for them to meet up. And I kind of come up with the time that I'm going to make myself. You know, there's certain days that I don't take outside calls from people that don't work at my church. And there's days that I will take calls, or certain nights I don't work, so that my family, my pastors are so wonderful at the Belonging that they give us 2 days off a week. I have Friday and Saturday off. Yep. And so I did attend and help with a wedding this week on a Friday, but I'm really off more than I work to come to those, because I take my time off.
Yeah.
And I think if that's another thing, if old Jim could tell young Jim something, use your vacation, use the time the church gives you.
Yep.
Don't work. Don't use that time to go to a conference. Build memories for your kids and your wife and your family, and work on those memories. And, you know, I told my grandson the other days too, I said, "Bud, the only thing that's causing, that's stopping you and me seeing the world is using the big potty. And as soon as you do, man, we're going to have some fun." And so, I use that time off and use those things. Just like, you know, a lot of people are wanting to get healthy. I make an appointment. To work out. I make an appointment for those things. And so your calendar can be the, you know, the best thing. And one last thing, you know, the cloud is just amazing. You know, that I use, I have a laptop. I don't use it much, and it stays in my office here at the house, which is my primary office. It's great that my church, we only are required to be in the office 1 day a week for meetings, and the rest of the time we kind of office all kind of different places and coffee shops, and I'm blessed to have an office here at the house. You've been up here. But you know, so I have a laptop there. I have my phone, which I use my phone more and more and more, and the bigger those things get, it's really just a small iPad mini. And then I use an iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. I have an Apple Watch. which is really an external monitor. And I still have the first generation because I hadn't figured out everything this one would do. And,
yeah, I just got the Apple Watch. My wife blessed me with that for Christmas, and man, this is a game changer for me.
Yeah, well, especially if you travel or if you're in your car a lot and you're able to talk on your phone and still get step-by-step driving instructions, that right there is worth a watch. But just, I live by reminders. I set those things. And,
right.
And again, those are some of the tools. And I love that they're smart enough to figure out which one I rode in last.
Right.
And the only difference in how I use my paper calendar and how I use this one is I have to plug in all these electronic devices and keep them charged.
Yeah. Right.
And that's really the only difference in how we do things. I don't know if you remember the Trio phone, the PDA.
Yep. Yep.
But,
used to have one.
Apple bought the Trio, and that original calendar that came in that Trio was what they bought for what Apple iCal turned into.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so that's why it came real natural to me, because the first electronic calendar I had was a Trio.
That makes sense. Wow.
Handspring quit working.
Yep. I had that, and then I stuck with Microsoft for a long time, and then finally a good buddy of mine, well, I heard it from you, I heard it from a couple of good buddies of mine, Tom, you're killing yourself. You need to, and well, part of it too was, just I spent so much time video editing, with Microsoft and all that junk, and finally I walked over to a buddy, drove over to a buddy's church, and I said, help me out with this. I got to do this video. And 10 minutes later, he's done. And I'm like, okay, I spent 6 hours. I lost 6 hours of my life fighting with this. And those are 6 hours I just wasted and can't get back. And it took him 10 minutes. And that was one where it convinced me, you know what? It is worth investing in myself, because that's my time's valuable. You helped me get that.
If you were a bill, Bub, listen, if you wanted to chop your own firewood, on a chainsaw, you wouldn't be owning the axe. You'd have a wood splitter.
Yeah.
You'd have the tools to do that.
Yep.
And we don't think anything about getting the tools to take care of our yard or take care of our home or to do those things. And these are just tools that help us stay organized. Yeah.
Right. And,
The great thing is you can get them off on the income tax as a minister.
Yes, that's true. You can use them as tools, and they are tools. They're not toys. They're tools.
They're tools.
And so, well, thank you, Jim. Thanks for carving out some time and helping us get started in the new year. He's also, guys, offered a wonderful gift. When I post this link in the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group, you can win a digital copy of Beat the Clock. Like I say, this is something I go through annually. I know a lot of other people that I know that use this book every year to review and to remind ourselves of some good practices. So Jim has graciously offered some giveaways, and so we're going to take advantage of that. So if you listen to the podcast, we would love to hear your takeaway from today's podcast. Maybe there's a tool you haven't thought of investing in that you want to do, a practice or a priority that you're going to put into habit into 2019. And we will select a few, and who knows how many. I'm not even going to tell you how many, because Jim told me I could bless a number of people. If you're not in our Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group, if you'll leave a review on iTunes, we will also take a couple off of there and bless you with a digital copy of Beat the Clock. And I guarantee you, this will be an annual read once you get into it. You're going to want to do that. So, Jim, thank you so much
for the time. Looking forward to hanging out with you at CPC.
Yeah, we are going to have a good time for sure. Jim, how else could people reach out to you? I mean, you gave the website. I'll make sure it gets in the notes. For if somebody wants to set up a scheduling call and talk through some of those kind of things with you, but how else can they touch base with you?
Well, jimwideman.com, at Jim Wideman on the Twitters, Instagram, Jim Wideman Ministries on Facebook, won't let you have but 5,000 friends. And yeah, when you've worked at mega churches your whole life, it's really not fair.
Yeah.
The Jim Wideman Ministries page is the best one to, if you ask to be my friend, I just won't be able to, sorry. Use that for, people I go to church with and people I went to school with.
Makes
and
sense.
I use the other one for ministry folks. And, that's the best way. Jim@thinkdifferent.coach is my email. I still answer the thing, and it's kind of fun. And so, that is how to get in touch with me.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks again, guys, for listening to this episode of the KMC. We pray that 2019 will just be an amazing year of harvest, but you got to till the soil to get the harvest. And this is what we got to do, guys. Get organized, get your priorities straight, start planning, start evaluating, and then watch what God does through it all. So thanks again, Jim.
Thank you, buddy.
You've been listening to the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. If you'd like to connect with us, we encourage you to join the Kids Ministry Collective Facebook group or contact me on Twitter at PTBunk. We'd also love for you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review for us so that we can help others learn about this podcast. Our goal of the KMC comes from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We hope you'll join us again real soon for another KMC podcast.